Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Something you need to know for today.
Today is National Chocolate-Covered Pretzels Day. Today it's also National Bathtub Day. Maybe you eat your chocolate-covered pretzels in the bathtub. However you do it, there you go. It's also National Inner Beauty Day today. Always like to say it costs $0 to be nice. And my mama always said, pretty is as pretty does. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to do that, especially in the workplace. How important is it to have good coworkers? According to a new survey, it's very important. In fact, 84% of people surveyed said a job can't be great if you don't have great coworkers. And 67% of those polled said that they have at least one coworker they consider a close friend. Well, they finally got married. Country sweethearts Carly Pierce and Michael Ray tied the knot yesterday in front of about 100 friends and family members at a farm in the Nashville area, 40 acres, rustic 19th century farmhouse right there. Husband and wife, since their first date, they just knew that's how it was going to be. Carly said, quote, "Knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I didn't settle for something less than truly the person that I think was made for me is something that I am thankful for." You can see more on the People Magazine website. If you went to the movies over the weekend, a lot of folks went and saw The Joker, 93.5 million right there. And you got to give it up for former President Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter is recovering after taking a fall inside his home in Georgia yesterday. He's 95 years old. He is the longest lived American president in history. He suffered a cut above his eye, required about 14 stitches. Now that all happened. Now if that was me, I'd be out. Clear the schedule, I'm out. I'm just going to sit on the couch with my blanket, my dog over here, and just recover at home. But no. He's 95 years old, and despite having an enormous black eye and a fresh wound, he still appeared at Sunday night's opening ceremony for his Habitat for Humanity event in Nashville, Tennessee. Folks, that's doing something. He told the crowd of volunteers that is getting ready for this big build, "I had a number one priority, and that was to come to Nashville and build houses." Former President Jimmy Carter, he's one tough dude. That's something you need to know.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Kent in the country.
Now country's in one.